The new Greek ambassador to the Czech Republic, Hovgos Spicis, has said that Greece must push through strict austerity measures and remain in the Eurozone. The ambassador added that leaving the common currency union would be a disaster for the country and would throw it into deep chaos. He also said that he expects the formation of a unity government following last Sunday's legislative elections is likely to fail reaching majority support. The ambassador expects snap elections may have to be held again. After unsuccessful attempts by conservative leader Antonis Samaras, whose party gained the majority of the vote, and radical leftist Alexis Tsipras, whose party came in second, to form a government, all eyes are now on socialist leader Evangelis Venizelos, who is holding make-or-break talks in a last-ditch attempt to find a governing majority in parliament. Meanwhile, German leaders are keeping up the pressure on Greece and have issued a warning that the country must stick to the terms of the bailout plan.
According to a report by the Czech daily Lidové Noviny, state-owned energy giant ČEZ may lose up to 10 billion Czech crowns due to its investments in Albania's power grid over the next 3 years. The Czech electricity producer reported a fall of 14% in its quarterly net profit due to a hike in purchase prices in Albania. Some 3.6 billion crowns of the expected 10 billion loss over the next years would come as a result of regulatory tariff decisions by Albanian Power Regulation Authority, which doubled distribution fees. ČEZ has announced it is considering taking legal action over the Albanian authorities' move. In 2009, the Czech energy company purchased 76% of shares in the Albanian distributor ČEZ Sberdarje for nearly 102 million euro or 2.8 billion crowns in a privatization deal.
Russian oil exporters will most likely fall short of their planned delivery target of 345,000 tons of oil to the Czech Republic, according to reports by Russian media. To date, Russia has only confirmed a delivery of some 73,000 tons. The projected date for the delivery target is May 15th. The Czech Ministry of Industry and Trade says it is unaware of Russia's oil delivery shortcomings. The domestic oil distributing company Unipetrol has said that May's oil delivery volume is still being negotiated. In April, Russia's oil deliveries to the Czech Republic fell short of target by nearly 60%.
The Czech Finance Ministry on Thursday announced the sale of state bonds worth 20 billion Czech crowns, which can be purchased by citizens through the end of the month. The bonds will be released on June 12th. For the first time, regions and municipalities, as well as public schools and institutions such as Czech Radio or Czech TV, will be able to buy such bonds. The bonds can be purchased at nearly 400 locations across the country. Four types are on sale: a discounted 1.5-year bond, which should bring the buyer a profit of 3%, as well as 2 5-year bonds that bring between 3.2 and 3.4%, and a 7-year bond with an expected profit of 3.3%.
And Czech Railways are expanding their fleet of trains by some 200 new ones this year. The carrier is planning to invest some 7 billion Czech crowns into the modernization of its trains, roughly the same amount the company put into its fleet last year. This year, the modernization will focus mostly on trains serving regional connections. 2012 also marks the first time introduction of electrically powered trains of the Regio Panther make, which will be serving routes in South Bohemia, the Ústí nad Labem, and the Olomouc regions. All new trains are wheelchair accessible, air conditioned, and feature electric outlets for personal computers and other electronic devices. Currently, Czech Railways fleet counts some 5,100 trains, which on average were built 25 years ago.